the good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Fox News and the forecast are coming up after local news first from the Automated Office System studios of WCHV AM and FM Charlottesville.
The CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast for your Martin Luther King Day. Mostly sunny and cold with highs only in the upper 30s to near 40 degrees.
It is 25 degrees at the Automated Office System Studios in Charlottesville, just about the same here in Richmond where we are for VCDL Lobby Day. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, it's local news first on Joe Thomas in the Morning.
Thousands of Second Amendment advocates, militia members, and alleged neo-Nazis will descend on Richmond today for a gun rights rally at the Capitol.
Senator Tim Kaine and Congressman Denver Riggleman say, despite their different thoughts on gun legislation, they say they want peace for those exercising their First Amendment rights.
I just hope it's completely peaceful. People coming out and saying what they think, pro and con, about any piece of legislation, that's the system we have, and that's a good thing. That's not a bad thing. I just want it to be completely peaceful.
Fifth District Congressman Denver Riggleman was on WCHV Radio Friday morning talking about Monday's VCDL rally in the Capitol.
Virginia needs to stand up. People need to get involved right now. There's no time to waste. And tomorrow, that's what I'm going to talk to in my campaign kickoff. There's no time to waste. Let's get involved. People who haven't been involved in politics, we need a coalition of the sane. And we need that coalition of the sane to start fighting back for the rights of Virginians. And the fact is, you're not allowed to infringe on our constitutional right to bear arms, and you're certainly not allowed to start taking away the protections that we have in the Constitution without pushback from the cradle of the Constitution, which is right here in Virginia.
From the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Bo Sykes.
And here at the Virginia Capitol, it is 24 degrees, 25 at the Automated Office System Studios with Fox News and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast coming up next on Seaville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Shots ring out. I'm Paul Stevens, Fox News. Deaths and injuries Sunday night at a Kansas City club.
At least two people are confirmed to be dead, as many as 15 others hurt. Three of them are in critical condition. Police say the suspect is one of the dead. He was killed by bar security at the 9 Ultra Lounge. A Facebook post shows the club was hosting a sold-out celebration party after the Kansas City Chiefs won the AFC Championship game.
Fox's Aisha Hosni. Meantime, in San Antonio, Texas, also Sunday night, gunfire at another bar kills two and wounds five others.
The individuals who were shot were patrons. Nobody that worked there was injured.
San Antonio Police Chief William McManus. And also Sunday, two police officers shot and killed in Hawaii after responding to a home where a woman was stabbed. Suspect Jerry Hannell missing after setting that house on fire.
HPD has opened investigations into two counts of first-degree murder, one count of second-degree assault, and multiple counts of first-degree attempted murder.
That's Honolulu Police Chief Susan Ballard. Homeowner Lois Kaine wanted to evict Hannell. That's according to court documents. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer saying his caucus is not backing away from its push for more evidence in